Thanks for tuning in to Inside Your County Government. I'm Doria Fleischer, your Community Engagement Coordinator. And this episode is part of the Meet Your Department series, where we're taking a minute to learn all there is about the work that county government does every day in each of its departments. I am so excited to be joined here today by Deb Hall, our Deputy County Administrator. And Deb, I'm surprised to see you sitting in one place, not on a video call, not in a commissioner's meeting, not running around. Is this shocking to you to be sitting still?
Well, I actually ran around quite a bit to even get here. So.
You got your steps in already.
I definitely get my steps in.
I know that your life, your job has been especially hectic in the past couple of months with new commissioners coming in and a new term and lots going on in the good work the county government does. So thank you for taking the time to join us today.
You're welcome. I look forward to an opportunity to meet with not only you, but our community for sure.
What does your job do? Give us the bullet points of your job.
So the county administrator's office really manages the 10 departments that we have in county government. So we have a lot of interest in what goes on in each individual department. We have regular meetings with department heads to kind of keep an idea and a pulse on what's happening in county government, manage a lot of different projects. There's so much that goes on in county government, but we're really kind of what I would call the county administrator's office is really the in-between of the commissioners and the department heads. Mm. And so the commissioners set the goals and objectives, and then the county administrator's office really carries those goals and objectives out through the department heads. And so it's a really busy place. I've stayed here for 16 years, and I'm really proud to work here and always say that every chance I get, because it's one of the hardest working governments I've ever seen. And I've been around to lots of different places, and I've stayed here because our staff is some of the most dedicated staff, and they do so much with so little and are incredibly dedicated. And I'm fortunate to be able to work with an incredibly dedicated workforce and also incredibly dedicated commissioners. They come in, you know, the last 3 months have been incredibly busy because each board brings with it nuances and things that they want to accomplish. And really, our job is to see that through. They set policy, we're the administrative arm, so it's the day-to-day operations, and that includes a lot. There's always HR issues going on, there's a lot of planning and zoning issues that go on, businesses locating, economic development, so I have constant contact with all of the directors, emergency services, there's always a road that's closed, an emergency that's developing. It's a pretty intense environment,
right?
Believe it or not.
Well, and I think what's interesting about the county administrator office role is that, and your role, is that it's so much a balance of internal and external, that you have to keep county government running so that county government can run for our residents. So it's all of the things that happen on the inside, so all of the things can happen on the outside.
It's 100%. And I would also say we're also a conduit for a lot of other organizations. Mm. A lot of people think that they associate things with Charles County that aren't necessarily Charles County government, but we all interact together. So for instance, we have constant contact with the Board of Education, constant contact with social services, the sheriff's office, the health department, all those things that they think, residents just think that that's Charles County government,
right?
But we're all like sister agencies. So we have, not only do we have our internal work, but a lot of times outside organizations, there's an immediate need, something's happening in the community that they need our help with.
Right.
And so it's our job to bridge that gap between everyday needs and the commissioners. And so chances are, if there's a social services problem or a Board of Ed problem, we're getting a call.
You're looped in.
And dealing with that. So a lot of the day is a lot of squirrels. You just really don't know. It's an interesting environment to work in because you really don't know. You can have your schedule laid out for you and it changes at a moment's notice.
It's so quick.
For sure.
I'm picturing your description of squirrels and it's giving me a funny internal visual image. But yeah, but you never know what's going to pop up and what you're going to need to handle that day.
It's actually a great day when you just do what's on your calendar.
I just want to do my job.
Exactly.
I love it. So Deb, when we talk about county administration and the county administrator's office, what are the divisions that fall under you?
So in addition to managing the 10 departments, there are several divisions that are really kind of overarching. And it starts with the commissioner's office staff. Each commissioner has an individual commissioner specialist, There's a chief of staff. We manage, the chief of staff is a direct report to the county administrator. Media, as you know.
The best again, division, right?
I'm not going to say that on camera because I will pay for that dearly.
but you're winking, I can tell. No, I understand.
So there's media, again, kind of overarching, doesn't really belong in any individual department because you represent all of us. Central services, and I'd like to just pause on central services because there's a lot that goes on in that division that's really invisible to the vast majority of county government, but we are self-insured for workers' comp, we're self-insured for our insurances, so they handle all our workers' comp claims, all our insurance claims, all of our risk management, all of our security, you know, all the drug testing, mail room. It's all these overarching kind of things that just happen, and really it's being managed very well. And so it's kind of invisible, but they do a ton of work.
And I think that speaks so highly of you. It's the kind of services that you don't even know you need, but if they shut down, everything would come to a screeching halt. So the fact that we don't notice it means it's running so seamlessly.
Right. So like, you know, we make sure everybody has their, if they have to have a special license to operate a vehicle, it's a whole host of things that run through central services that really help all of the departments function.
Right.
And then last but never least is internal audit. And we have recently hired and filled that position, and we'll be filling another one. And that's, again, another very important role within county government. We have outside auditors, but this is an internal auditor. And so Johnny Coleman is our internal auditor, and he's been here, I think 9 months. Mm-hmm. At this point, and he reports to our internal audit committee, but we've been standing that back up. And so there's a lot of work associated with that as well. It's a big operation.
Yeah, and growing and developing. Like this is, now we have an internal auditor that we didn't have before. So lots of change, it sounds like.
Lots of change. I mean, I think the county overall, that if I had to say there was one theme about county government and this period of county government, is there is a ton of change going on right now. We're growing and we're suffering growing pains. You know, I firmly believe we don't have enough staff. I see in every department that I manage just this growing need. Mm-hmm. And the need is because there's an outcry from the residents. They want more affordable housing. They want better roads. Mm-hmm. They want, additional services. And all of that takes staff resources. And so I'm really proud, again, of what we've been able to accomplish with the staff that we have. But county government has to grow along with that to be able to really provide what's needed in the community.
Yeah, as we grow, we need to grow.
Well, because, one of the things that we try to preach to our directors and our chiefs and our leadership team is to have some kind of balance between work and life. We want to be a good place to work at, friendly, open, engaging. You know, we have all kinds of different models, the high-performing organizational model, all kinds of trainings that preach wellness. And if you're happy here, how much better you'll perform. But then, so what that means is that we can't always overwhelm you with the need that we're seeing in the community.
That makes sense.
So we've got to start adding staff to be able to take care of some of the projects that really need to happen in the county.
Yeah. So talk to me about some of those projects. What are kind of the top things on your list right now? And I'm sure that you could go on for hours, but give us what do you want our residents to know that you're working on right now?
So I think people can only remember three things.
Okay, give us the three.
I learned that a long time ago, that if you speak to three, three really gets you somewhere. People can remember three
things. I like this.
So for me, I'm not sure if somebody would characterize it differently, but I think there's three things personally that I'm involved with or that I see that I think are incredibly important to the county. And they are, and not in any particular order, but they are broadband, our stormwater management projects, and our economic development. And I have reasons for all of those. And so if you want me to, I can go through why I think those projects are
Give us the quick overview. And then I'm laughing because what I think I hear you saying is you would come in and do another conversation with us and do deeper dives, yeah?
I could do deep dives in each of the areas because honestly, I really don't want to do an injustice to any of our areas.
So give us the overviews for the quick conversation today and then consider yourself invited. We'll do more.
So the first two, broadband and stormwater management, are really near and dear to my heart for a number of different reasons. First of all, I would say with broadband, it's a project that I worked on with Evelyn Jacobson for years and years and years. And one of the things that I wanted to get accomplished, bringing broadband into the county in a much better way than we had ever done it before. But I recognized that it was almost impossible unless there was some unusual funding source that came along. And I would say that similarly, what I would say about the stormwater management projects is that, you know, we have sea level rise, we have more intensity in storms, we have aging infrastructure, which have all equaled problems with our stormwater management infrastructure.
Right.
And it can impact individual properties in a very negative way. And so I almost put broadband and stormwater, the Resilience Authority, all those things in kind of the same bucket, in that I'm really excited about those two projects, and they're hard and they're tough and they're difficult. And there are so many things, many facets to each of those projects. But the thing that I love most about those projects, and remember, I'm now in my 26th year of government, just in general. The thing that I love about those projects so much is that they impact individual lives in such a positive and worthwhile way. Yep. They increase your property values. They make your daily life better. They take away worry and frustration. It is, you know, people say, well, that's government at its best, right? And it usually has a negative connotation.
Right.
But I would say broadband and the stormwater management projects, those two big initiatives that I'm personally involved with, are government at its best.
And I want you to know, Deb, I was at a community meeting earlier this week and heard one resident say, thank you for what you're doing. I've lived in my home, I think she said, for 26 years, and I love it here, and I don't want to leave. And when we talk about that, the stormwater issues she's having would push her out if somebody wasn't helping.
Well, if you have a sinkhole in your yard, and it's, you know, 10 feet wide and 20 feet long, and there's a broken pipe underneath, the thought of trying to fix that for an individual resident is overwhelming. They can't even live in peace in their house.
And then I follow some of the user groups on social media, and there was a post earlier this week from a Nanjmoy resident saying, think big, something about, like, think big is here, my life is different. And I think similar to what we said about those central services, you don't realize how broken something is till you don't have it. And if you don't have access to high-speed internet, if you have a sinkhole in your yard, you don't realize the impact that has. When everything's fine, you realize the impact it has when it goes terribly wrong. So thank you, because I agree that's what government should be doing, is fixing that.
And finally, we have the money. And how that's working is we have ARPA funds. The American Rescue Plan Act gave us money that we're using to actually further both of those projects in ways that we never even dreamed possible.
Right.
So it's a one-time opportunity, though. As you know, our economy is changing as we speak. I mean, we're going through a whole banking crisis at this very moment. We have rising inflation. The federal government's talking about how they're going to balance their budget. I mean, there's a lot of critical things going on in our country that makes me believe we probably won't be recipients of this type of funding probably in our lifetime, Doria. Mm. And so this is just a unique opportunity that we must capitalize on for our citizens. And I'm directly involved with both those projects, incredibly proud. I wish I could move both of them faster than they move, but we are moving them staff would say, if they were listening to this, she's pushing pretty hard.
We're moving
as fast as we can.
Yep, I love it. And tell us about economic development. Why is that number three?
Economic development, as I had stated before, I think Charles County is really changing. There was this article recently about the wealthiest African American county in the United States, and we're going to, I'm sure, capitalize on that in articles and when we go to New York. But we have opportunities now, too. I really have hoped in my 16 years that I've been here. I started my first six in fiscal services. And one of the things that I quickly realized is that we rely too heavily on residential property tax. Mm. We don't have the commercial base that we needed. And actually, I came in 2007/2008. That was the budget year that I was here, and it was, you know, we were deep in the recession.
Right. That was a horrible time.
It was a horrible time. And we have always been trying to increase our commercial development. And I'm hopeful. We recently hired Kelly Robertson-Slagle. We actually have an incredible, I want to give just homage to our entire leadership team, because in my 16 years here, I don't think we've assembled a better team than we have right now. But most recently, we've hired Kelly Robertson-Slagle. She is a native of Charles County, and she is handling some really big projects. Hopefully, Genon, there's Mark, the county administrator, he characterizes as we have projects going on in all of our doors, the south end of the county, the north end of the county, the east end of the county, and all of those are coming through economic development. And I am putting my money on Kelly Robertson-Slagle to bring some of those projects home, because we, again, much like broadband and stormwater, we have some unique opportunities out there, and we really need to capitalize on them to have long-lasting and long-term effects on our ability to manage.
Yeah.
While residential is important, you need to be diversified and have a good degree of commercial.
Well, and I like the idea that we're not just relying on our residents to cover county expenses. We need that business support. Yeah.
If you were in fiscal services, they would tell you the residential property tax market does not cover the cost of actually having residents, because residents take sewer, residents use roads, residents use schools. There is a need when you have a residence, much less need and more money if you have commercial. So we really needed to diversify our base.
Balance that out.
And I'm hopeful in the next 4 years, you'll start to see some real changes in Charles County.
And I know you didn't even do this on purpose, but you just gave a great plug to our Let's Get Fiscal series with Jake Dyer, our chief of budget, because he's talking about, and he's in here talking to us about what property taxes actually are and what they look like and what they mean and how budget season works. And I know you talked about going to New York, and he's going to talk to us about how you guys go and say, we want money. And I love it. So thank you for reminding our citizens to tune into that as well. I don't want to take up too much of your time, because I know you've got lists of things to do. And as you said, squirrels that are probably running across the road as we speak. What else do you want citizens to know about county administration in terms of challenges and struggles, successes, how people can get more involved? What do you want to leave us with so that we can keep doing deeper dives into all of these topics? But for today, what do you want people to know?
So for county administration, I mean, there's definitely a lot going on, but I really view my role or county administration's role as assisting the department heads in getting things accomplished. It's to pave the way, make decisions, make their lives smoother. There is a lot going on in each of our departments. But if you wanted to get involved, there's tons of ways. I mean, one of the things that we do with the commissioners is review the boards and committees and commissions. There's a ton of them out there. And if you wanted to get involved in county government, I mean, there's always a vacancy. You've got Planning Commission, Board of Appeals, you've got the Internal Audit Committee. I mean, there is a host of the Veterans Corner. I mean, there's a board or committee or commission that you could get involved with and have a positive impact. And we're always looking for residents to get involved. Personally, one of the things that's my favorite thing to do is our community engagement class, because you really walk them through. And I think that's a very kind of worthwhile way to get engaged, because we do need citizens to be more engaged in their county government. But I love the whole community engagement piece, because you really walk through all the things that county government does. And so if I was going to leave somebody with something about county government, it's impressive to me. People don't really realize, like, when they pay their property tax bill, like, what they're really paying for. And it is so much that I can't even put into words, like, the impact. It is the roads. It is the snow removal. It is clean water. It's a place to, you know, put your trash. It is your police force. It is your education for your children. If you knew what was going on here, you'd pay a little bit more attention, because it's so impactful on your personal life. You can't even really appreciate it, right? And until you're walking maybe a mile in my shoes,
right,
which every day I realize, oh my goodness, do we've got to shut down county government because it's too snowy, or, you know, and protect our workforce and get our roads crew out? You know, what do we need to do to plan for the next landfill? There's so many considerations. All our CIP projects that we're working on that we're partners with the school system and building new schools and building new courthouses and making sure we have rec centers for all of our, not only our young individuals and our teens, but our elderly as well. I mean, there's so much that goes on in county government.
And you're really touched, each of us who lives, works, plays here. It's every part of our lives, whether we realize it or not, how much county government impacts our ability.
And most people don't really realize until... maybe it impacts in a negative way, right? And then they've got to get involved. But I would like to see get people to get involved in a much more positive way.
And I think a proactive way, right? Don't wait to complain. Involve yourself and then help be the change that makes things better. So you're speaking my language, Deb.
And I would also say it's budget season.
Yeah.
And that's a really important part of what we do here. It's probably the biggest thing that we do every year. It takes the most time. It's the hardest thing that we probably face every year with the commissioners and with the public, is balancing the limited resources we have with the incredible need.
Right.
And when I say incredible need, I mean, that's the thing. It's just such a balancing act, because there is incredible need. If I were to go call the school system right now, they would tell me, we need more teachers. There's this and that and many other things that we've got to make a priority. And then if I call the sheriff's office, they would say, we need to increase our, you know, workforce in the
field.
It's
a priority.
It is a priority. Right. We don't have safe streets. You know, what do you have? And so I would say, in every agency, when we have that conversation, whether it's the Board of Elections, the social services, the, you know, Judge West at the circuit court, each of them impress upon us how critical their role is, and they have this need. And it's our job in county government to take that need and balance it with how much are we going to tax our residents for those services? And can we hold that tax rate steady? Because we don't want to impact you negatively.
Right.
But, you know, there is a growing need. And that's what I would say is probably one of the hardest things ever, because you want to fund all of those requests. But again, you also have to marry that with, gee, a resident isn't going to want to pay higher taxes.
Right.
And they don't want to, you know, they don't want to face an increased bill, especially in this environment of inflation and rising costs for everything. So it's an interesting environment all the way around right now, every day.
Well, we are grateful for the leadership that you provide internally and externally. Thank you for keeping Charles County government running. Appreciated.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to do it every day.
Thank you. Our Deputy County Administrator, Deb Hall. Deb, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Thanks so much for tuning in to today's Inside Your County Government and the Meet the Department series. We hope you'll continue to tune in for great content on how you can get educated and get engaged in county government. For more information on Charles County government, visit our website, www.charlescountymd.gov. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribe to the county's e-news. You can also get many alerts through the citizen notification system. Don't forget to watch CCG TV on Comcast Channel 95 or Verizon Fios 10. We're also streaming on Apple TV and Roku devices. Just search Charles County Government. You can get all of our great podcast content wherever you get your podcasts by searching Charles County Government. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks so much for tuning in. Take care, stay safe, and stay engaged.